Daz Cal is here now with sport.
Yeah, and a very interesting boxing story. Ireland's world champion Amy Broadhurst is on the brink of switching her boxing allegiance to Britain in a bid to compete at the Olympics. The Olympic Federation of Ireland confirmed that the 27-year-old Dundalk fighter has indicated, quote, she intends to seek a change of nationality in a bid to qualify for the Paris Olympic Games. Now, she's a world European and Commonwealth champion from 2022. She could end up clashing with Ireland's defending Olympic lightweight champion Kelly Harrington in Paris. That's because Britain doesn't have a lightweight boxer qualified for Paris, which opens the door for her to compete at her favourite weight if she's selected by Team GB. What happened, and the reason she might opt for those, is Broadhurst fought at welterweight in the Irish Championships, but she was beaten in the final here by Offaly's Grainne Walsh. So Walsh was then obviously selected to represent us in the Olympic qualifiers, and she was only beaten on a very, very controversial decision at the first Olympic qualifier in Italy. So now the IABA has decided to send her, rather than Broadhurst or Lisa O'Rourke, to the final qualifier in Bangkok. Now, we have two big sellout games in Dublin tonight. At the RDS, several of South Africa's World Cup winning rugby squad will be in action for the Bulls, who take on Leinster in the top of the table clash in the United Rugby Championship. While in Tallaght, the league champions Shamrock Rovers take on Bows in the big Dublin derby. Leo Cullen has made 11 changes to his Leinster team following last week's win over Zebre, the Irish internationals coming back into the team. But let's hear now from Irish rugby forwards coach Paul O'Connell. Is it difficult for the international players after a tough Six Nations campaign to return straight to provincial action?
It can be tough. I think for the less experienced guys, it's probably tough. For the more experienced guys, it's easier. They're used to doing it. They're used to going from province to country and back. But one of the things that makes it easier, I think, from an Ireland and Leinster and provincial perspective is the continuity you have in terms of the coaching. So, you know, there isn't a big change in how you play from one to the other, but Leinster have played pretty much the same way for a long time now. Ireland have played a similar way for a long time now. So that's it. I think it shows Ireland in general in the last few years, we've been very good at how we start a tournament. So, you know, you come together, you might only have 12 days before you play your first game. So it shows the players are good at it. They're good at being able to switch from one to the other.
Now, the game itself tonight, it dominates the weekend, really, doesn't it? Leinster against the Bulls. The Bulls with some of the South African World Cup winning squad, and Leinster with some of the Irish squad, so many of the Irish squad.
Yeah, and, you know, the Bulls, I suppose, they've an excellent record at home. It's a pretty hard place to play. You're playing at altitude. You know, when you go there with a province, you probably don't get as much time as you do with a country to acclimatize. You might get 6 days there, which isn't exactly ideal. So they have a great record at home. So it'll be interesting to see how they do away from home against Leinster. I think it's tough when you travel. So I'd expect Leinster to win. I suppose a lot of their players will be back, excited to be finishing the season now at Leinster. They're generally in the running for silverware in both competitions, so they're fighting for places and they're excited. You know, they have an incredible bench, Leinster, this evening, so I'd expect them to win.
Yeah, now you won't get to, you've a big day ahead of you today. What are you up to?
Yeah, we've the TLC today, which is the Team Limerick cleanup, which we do every Good Friday. We've 22,000 volunteers this year out on the streets of Limerick, cleaning up their local areas, whether it's in the county or in the city, cleaning up their local area, neighbourhoods, all around their GA clubs or their rugby clubs or their golf clubs or soccer clubs or whatever it is. So, you know, we had a lot of schools out last week because they're on Easter holidays this week. There's a lot of, I know, rugby clubs and GA clubs out on the streets this morning. So I think this is the ninth year of it. It's something that I got involved in with JP McManus and Helen O'Donnell about. We came up with the idea 9 or 10 years ago, and luckily with the funds from the JP McManus Benevolent Foundation, we've been lucky enough to be able to, I suppose, drive it on.
And do Paul O'Connell's big, huge hands get dirty on this day?
They do indeed. I mean, we're going around first, myself and JP, and I think JP McCoy is around today as well. We're going to go around and visit a few sites, but I'll be on my road. There's a bit of a black spot outside my house here, so I'll be on my road later on, and we'll be doing a little bit. But it's brilliant, you know. It's all about, I suppose, habits. It's all about letting kids know this is what you do. You know, you pick up litter and you don't litter. And if you just get them out on the road once a year, I think, you know, the habits stick.
Well, good luck with it to all involved. And if Paul O'Connell tells you to pick up litter, I suppose you pick up litter. The Irish women's rugby team will be named at midday today for the big game against Italy on Sunday. We'll hear more on that later. And Bohemians' new manager, Alan Reynolds, faces a baptism of fire when he leads his side to take on Shamrock Rovers. Both sides have had a sluggish start to the season, but Reynolds can't wait for it.
Yeah, look, a great game. Great game. Anytime you go to Tallaght, anytime you play Rovers, is a great game. We're really looking forward to it. I suppose there's no motivation needed. You know, and again, there won't be loads of change from last when we played Derry a couple of weeks ago because I'm only in the door. But we really look forward to it, and the players can't wait.
Yeah, credit 10,000 for that one. League leaders Shelburne host Dundalk at Talca Park. Second place Derry at home to Galway. Sligo Rovers go to Waterford. Drogheda entertain St Pat's. In darts, Luke Littler saw off stablemate Nathan Aspinall to secure his first Premier League night win in Belfast. And finally in golf, Padraig Harrington shot level par 70 in the Houston Open. The leaders on 6 under par, Taylor Moore and Wilson Furr. And at the LPGA's Ford Championship, Leona Maguire 1 under, Stephanie Meadow level par, the leader on 9 under par, Anna Narkin of Thailand.